Companies spend a lot of energy and money on air conditioning in the summertime. Buildings account for about 40% of our energy consumption in the U.S., and a third of that goes to air conditioning. But in many cases, our approach to AC isn't even doing what it's supposed to, namely making people comfortable. The Allegheny Front's Lou Bluen is embedded on the front line of the air conditioning wars and has this story.
Forget the tense staff meetings, forget the latest workplace romance. By far the hottest drama in the office building in the summertime is the war over the thermostat.
I wouldn't call it a war. I'd call it a dispute, and I think I would also call it an uneasy peace.
That's WESA Afternoon host Larkin Page Jacobs, and in our office here at the radio station, she's one half of an ongoing head-to-head over the temperature in the on-air studio.
Josh comes in and turns it all the way to cold for his morning shift.
She's talking about Josh Rawlerson, WESA's Morning Edition host.
But then when I come in to do my shift, it is freezing. I didn't really know how to address it. I sometimes I was a little vindictive. I would push it all the way to hot. And so when he would come in the morning, you know, he'd feel like he was boiling.
I get in here 4 a.m. and I come into that studio and it is stifling.
That is Josh Rawlerson.
So I always have to put the thermostat on full cold. And it became quickly apparent to us that we couldn't agree on where it should be set.
And that, as you probably know, if you work in an office, is not all that uncommon. There are even studies to back that up.
Well, if you look at studies of office workers and the kinds of things that they complain about, thermal issues are number one.
Cornell's Alan Hedge has been studying this issue for more than 40 years. In fact, he published the first research on a topic that's getting a lot of attention today, the differences in thermal comfort between men and women in the workplace.
And what that research showed, of course, was that women were experiencing more issues at the temperatures that were then being set in the environment, which are the temperatures that still tend to be used today.
In fact, a study just published in the journal Nature Climate Change found that the standards of comfort that have endured since the Depression era are likely based on the metabolic rate of a 40-year-old, 155-pound man. And the problem with that, Hedge says, is that women, for a variety of biological and cultural reasons, tend to be colder than men in offices. But Hedge has also found evidence that the average office temp of 70 degrees in the summer isn't really doing anybody much good when it comes to productivity. He says it's always been assumed that if people are a little bit cool, they'll do more work.
In reality, we find the opposite in office workplaces. We find that when people are in an environment that they find to be too cold, typically a temperature like 68 to 70, they do up to a third less work on their computers than if they're in an environment that is more comfortable.
That would be something around 76 degrees, which Hedge says is the temperature where workers are the most productive. Which means, bottom line, we are over-air conditioning our workplaces in the U.S. In fact, geography plays a huge role in what your perception of comfort is. He's found that people from tropical countries prefer the thermostat in the 80s. And in Japan, they've had success cranking the thermostat up to 82 while relaxing the clothing policy at work. Meanwhile, in the U.S., we continue to throw away a ton of money and energy by loading up on weapons to win our own office AC wars.
One of the ironies is that when you look at the sales of personal heaters, the peak months are July and August, which is crazy. It means the company is paying money to overcool the air. And then you've got people who are actually trying to warm the environment up.
Where we're heading, Hedge says, is into an era of more and more customization. Right now, Cornell is helping to develop a technology that sort of does the inverse of what we do now. It would leave temperatures a little higher in the office overall and then provide high-tech cooling at the desk level for people who get too warm. He says it could be on the market by 2019, but we don't need to wait that long to turn up our thermostats, let people wear shorts to work, give workers desk fans, and in doing so, make everyone around the office a little bit more comfortable. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lou Bluen.